is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:20 on Saturday, the 7th of September. Good morning from Broadcasting House in London, from me, Alan Smith, and our studio manager, Rob Fanner. Sarah Keith Lucas will bring us the shipping bulletin in a minute. And after news briefing and prayer for the day, it's the next in Jeremy Bowen's series, Frontlines of Journalism. That's at 6:15. But first, a look ahead to tonight, when Nick Robinson will be kicking off a new season of Political Thinking.
I was definitely too young when I was leader of the opposition, and not to do many of the other jobs I did in government.
Admissions and insights from the people who shape how we think.
I would say my family, well, gave myself and my two siblings a critical eye.
And because it's not just politicians who mould our lives, we also hear from economists, comedians and best-selling authors.
It's the fastest way to change things. You do need politics, but if you want to change something overnight, culture is the quickest way to do it.
Conversations, not newsy interrogations. The new series of Political Thinking with me, Nick Robinson, starts on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds this evening at 5:30.
And now let's cross to the BBC Weather Centre and Sarah. Morning, Sarah.
Thanks, Alan. Good morning. And now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Saturday, the 7th of September 2024. The general synopsis at midnight. Low, Spain, 1,006. Expected England, 1,004 by midnight tonight. Low, Lundy, 1,009. Dissipating. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at zero, south at zero, 40s. Easterly or southeasterly, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in south at zero and 40s. Fog banks later in 40s, good becoming moderate to very poor in 40s. Cromarty, Forth, Tyne. Variable 2 to 4, fog banks becoming extensive fog, moderate to very poor. Dogger. East or northeast, 3 to 5. Showers, fog banks later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Fisher, German Bight. Easterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in North Fisher. Fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Humber, Thames, Dover, White. Variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Thundery showers, fog patches developing in West Humber. Moderate or good, occasionally poor, becoming very poor at times in West Humber. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Seoul. Cyclonic, becoming mainly west or northwest later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Portland. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet. Variable, becoming west or northwest, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea. Northeast, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then north 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Shannon. North 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Northeasterly, backing northerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in far southeast Malin. Occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Bailey. Variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6 in northwest and later also in southeast. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Fair Isle. Variable 2 to 4. Fog banks becoming extensive fog. Poor or very poor, occasionally good at first. Faroes. Variable becoming southwesterly later in west, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in west. Occasional drizzle, fog patches in east, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in east. Southeast Iceland. Southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in far northwest. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. North-northeast 3, 7 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Stornoway. North 2, fog 100 metres, 1016, falling more slowly. Lerwick. South by east 3, fog 200 metres, 1017, falling. Lucas. Northeast by east, 2. Fog, 200 metres. 1,015, falling more slowly. Bridlington. North by east, 3. 1,011, now rising. Sandetti light vessel automatic. South-southeast, 2. 11 miles, 1,011. Greenwich light vessel automatic. 11 miles, 1,009. Jersey. East by north, 3. 11 miles, 1,008, falling slowly. Scilly automatic. Northeast by north, 3. 9 miles, 1,010, now rising. Valentia. North-northeast, 2. Slight rain, 100 metres. 1,011, now rising. Ronaldsway. Northeast, 3. 8 miles, 1,011, falling slowly. Malinhead. North-northeast, 3. 6 miles, 1,013, now rising. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. A slow-moving complex low over the Bay of Biscay will push rain and thundery showers across the southern waters during the next couple of days before it moves north over southern England on Sunday. Meanwhile, further north, fog will affect the coastlines of northeast England and Scotland. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable, mainly southeast until later, 4 or less. Drizzle, fog banks, becoming extensive fog, poor or very poor, occasionally good at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northeasterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Drizzle, fog banks, becoming extensive fog, poor or very poor, occasionally moderate at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North or northwest 2 to 4. Drizzle, fog banks, becoming extensive fog, poor or very poor, occasionally moderate at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. East or northeast 2 to 4, backing north or northeast 4 to 6 later. Fog patches and occasional rain, perhaps thundery later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, then cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Showers, thundery later, good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey-Bill. Easterly or northeasterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Showers, becoming thundery, good, occasionally poor. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. East or northeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then west or southwest 2 to 4 later. Showers, becoming thundery, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable, mainly north or northeast 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain or showers, becoming thundery, good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain, perhaps becoming thundery later, good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Ormehead, including St George's Channel. Variable, becoming north or northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Great Ormehead to the Mull of Galloway. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then northerly or northeasterly later. Mainly fair, good. Isle of Man. Northeast 3 or 4, soon decreasing east or northeast 3 or less, backing north or northeast later. Fair, good. Lough Fall to Carlingford Lough. North or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then north or northwest 3 to 5 later. Fog patches developing in north, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in north. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then northwesterly 3 to 5 later. Fog patches later in North Channel, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later in Channel. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northeast becoming variable, then northwest later 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Fog patches in northwest and later south, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in northwest and later south. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. North or northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Drizzle and fog banks, moderate to very poor, occasionally good in southeast. Shetland Isles. south or southeast 2 to 4, drizzle and extensive fog in west and later elsewhere, good but poor or very poor in west and later elsewhere. That completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thank you, Sarah. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Saturday, the 7th of September. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Alan Smith. A judge has delayed the sentencing of Donald Trump in his hush money trial until after the election. The interim England football manager has hinted he won't sing the national anthem this evening. And the British tennis player Jack Draper goes out of the US Open. A judge in New York has delayed the sentencing of Donald Trump in the former president's hush money trial until after the November election. The case revolved around a payment Mr. Trump made to the former adult film star Stormy Daniels in 2016 in return for her silence about a sexual encounter. The judge said the delay was to maintain fairness during the ongoing election campaign. Donald Trump welcomed the decision at an address in North Carolina.
I did nothing wrong. It's a witch hunt. It's an attack by my political opponents in Washington, D.C. And comrade Kamala Harris and radical left opponents for purposes of election interference. That's all that was. And it's a case that should have never been brought.
While the delay was welcome news for the Republican candidate, his campaign has suffered a setback. The former Republican Vice President Dick Cheney has confirmed he'll be voting for Kamala Harris in November because, as he put it, Donald Trump could never be trusted with power again. The interim England football manager, Lee Carsley, has suggested he won't sing the national anthem when his side lines up for his first match in charge against the Republic of Ireland in Dublin this afternoon. The former Irish international, who replaced Gareth Southgate this summer, says it'll be a proud moment, but singing might distract his focus.
When I was playing for Ireland, I always struggled with the weight between warming up, going back into the dressing room, the walk in the tunnel, and then the weight while the anthems were on. It's because usually in the Premier League, it was quite quick. So, yeah, it's been no different when I've been coaching in England under 21s. It's really in that zone and preparing for the game.
Within the past half hour, Boeing's Starliner spacecraft has landed back on Earth, but without the astronauts it was supposed to be carrying. The capsule suffered multiple technical problems during its test flights to the International Space Station. NASA deemed it too risky to bring their astronauts, Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, home in it. The United Nations has called for a full investigation into the death of an American-Turkish dual citizen in the occupied West Bank. Witnesses and Palestinian officials say Israeli soldiers shot Aishenor Ezi-Egar in the head as she took part in a protest. The Israeli military has admitted firing